I listen to music all the time. When I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm stressed, when I'm tired, all the time. It hasn't always been like this, though. My parents weren't particularly musical, and I only really got interested in anything more than just pop music through a friend at college who was actually studying music. We used to go to lots of concerts together, and he really taught me so much, both about classical music and about more up-to-date stuff. I'm just so grateful to him because music has had an amazingly positive effect on my life.
I think people don't really appreciate just how powerful music can be. I never used to listen to it all that much. Then I was going through a bad patch at work. Too many deadlines and not enough hours in the day. A friend suggested that I listen to Mozart while I was trying to work. She'd read something about how it helped your performance if you listened to it while working. So I tried. You wouldn't believe the difference it made. I got things done much faster, and everyone said the quality of my work was better too.
I was always listening to music when I was at school. I had my radio or my record player on whenever I was doing my homework. My parents didn't really approve, and I think it was better for keeping me up to date with music trends than with helping me to concentrate on my studies. In fact, if I have to learn anything important now, I'd do it much better if there's no noise going on around me at all. I'm afraid I hardly ever listen to anything these days, just occasionally in the car. But I'm determined to take it up again when life is less frantic.
I listen to music much more than I ever used to. I guess because it's got so easy to carry music around, and I spend so much of my time, for both work and family reasons, in cars and planes. My little iPod fits easily into my pocket, and yet it can hold a room full of cassettes or vinyl. It's great. Music really helps me to relax during a stressful journey, and I can choose whatever I want to suit my mood. It's really made business trips much less of an ordeal than they used to be.
You'd think your musical tastes would get more classical as you got older, but it doesn't seem to have worked like that for me. When I was at university, I loved listening to classical music and going to the opera, but now I'm really into pop music. Even though I'm in my 50s. I think my kids are quite embarrassed by me, and my friends try to persuade me to go back to the classical music scene, but I'm just far more interested in modern sounds now.